I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today's the day the Trump administration starts applying a 25% import tax on more than $7 billion worth of European products. These tariffs have been approved by the World Trade Organization, a penalty for improper European subsidies for Airbus jetliners. Now, if you like Velveeta cheese, Thunderbird wine, and Kentucky bourbon, this may not matter, but for those who like it, Spanish olive, or Châteauneuf du Pape, or Scotch, things are about to get more expensive. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, the EU could soon respond in kind.
The U.S. is arguing that the countries that make those products give illegal subsidies to Airbus, says economics professor Mary Lovely at Syracuse University.
And so they're going to pick products that will hit key interest groups within those countries.
Earlier this month, the World Trade Organization allowed the U.S. tariffs to go forward. But the thing is that the EU has also filed a WTO complaint about American subsidies to Boeing. And the EU is already drawing up its own list of American exports to hit with tariffs.
It includes frozen fish, citrus fruits, ketchup.
That's Catherine Russ, an economics professor at UC Davis. Russ says the American agriculture sector is especially vulnerable if Europe retaliates. Europe is the third biggest market for American farm products.
They're also an important destination market for aircraft, chemicals, machinery, pharmaceuticals.
The U.S. exports three times the amount of goods to Europe as it does to China. The WTO's ruling on Boeing subsidies is expected sometime next year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.